Welcome to Torah Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we are studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Zion, in which the Aron is brought to Kiryat Yarim and we're introduced to the inspiring leadership of Shmuel HaNavi. The Perek opens up with the people of Kiryat Yarim bringing the Aron to the home of Avinadav, where his son Elazar had been designated to watch over the Aron. And then we're told from the time that the Aron was brought to Kiryat Yarim, for the next 20 years, Am Yisrael followed after Hashem. Vayhi miyom shevet ha'aron b'Kiryat Yarim, vayirbu hayamim, vayu asrim shana, vayinahu kol beit Yisrael acharei Hashem. And for the first time, we have an example of Shmuel's leadership. Vayomer Shmuel kol beit Yisrael. Shmuel calls to Am Yisrael to return to Hashem and get rid of their avodah zarah. Let's listen to the approach that he takes. Im b'chol levavchem atem shavim el Hashem. If you return to Hashem with your entire heart, hasiru et Elohei hanechar mitochachem b'ha'ashtarot. Get rid of the foreign gods from amongst you and get rid of the ashtarot. V'hachinu levavchem el Hashem. And prepare your hearts, direct them towards Hashem, v'ivduhu levado, and serve Him alone. V'yatzel etcha miyad plishtim, and then He will save you from the hands of the plishtim. It's very interesting that Emek Davar points out that in the time of Yehoshua, in Perek Chaf Dalet, when he warned Am Yisrael about worshiping Avodah Zarah, they responded cooperatively and said, Lo ki et Hashem na'avod. No, we will not turn to Avodah Zarah. We're going to serve Hashem. Yehoshua wanted to strengthen their motivation and strengthen their resolve. And he says, Vata hisiru et Elohei hanechar asher bekirbechem, v'hatu et levavchem el Hashem Elohei Yisrael. Very similar to our pasuk here. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah and turn your hearts towards Hashem. The Emek Davar points out that the draw of Avodah Zarah was so strong that there had to be a two-pronged strategy in order to avoid falling into its clutches. One of them was to think about Ahavat Hashem, latot et halev lachshov belokut v'ahavat Hashem, ubazet natzlu miyitzra d'Avodah Zarah. A person would have to turn his heart very deliberately to think about Hashem and think about loving Hashem, and then he would be saved from worshiping Avodah Zarah. In addition to this, a person needed to get rid of all of the Avodah Zarah, even from the other nations that were in their midst. In the time of Yehoshua, the Emek Davar points out, Yisrael lo kiblu al atzman zihirut yitera zu ubitchu b'kocham shalo yu nechshalim. They had a lot of trust in their own strength, and they said, we'll be okay, we don't really need to get rid of everything. And they failed. Hence, in Am Yisrael's response to Yehoshua, they just reiterate that we're only going to serve Hashem. And you do not hear any response to the fact that Yehoshua told them to get rid of the Avodah Zarah and to prepare their hearts. Whereas here, when Shmuel tells them, Im b'chol levavchem atem shavim, and he tells them also, Hasiru et Elohei hanechar, the same two-pronged approach, we hear, V'yasiru b'nei Yisrael et ha-ba'alim et ha-shtarot. They listen right away. They get rid of all of their Avodah Zarah. V'yavdu et Hashem, this time, levado. Presumably, according to the Emek Davar, because they had this resolution in their heart and the Avad Hashem, they were able to serve Hashem alone. Shmuel HaNavi then seeks to bring their tshuva to the next level, and he asks that they all gather at the mitzvah. Am Yisrael comes, it says, V'yikavtu, the Malbim points out that they did that, be'achdut, they did that in unity. They came there, and Shmuel said, if you come, I will daven to Hashem on your behalf. V'yikavtu ha-mitzpata, v'yishavu mayim, they draw water, v'yishpichu lifnei Hashem, and they pour before Hashem. Different Mefarshim explain this in different ways. Either they poured their hearts out, they metaphorically poured water, or they cried and that was the water they poured, the tears of their eyes, or they actually did Nisuch HaMayim as a demonstration of the fact that their hearts were being poured out before Hashem. Vayatsumu, they fasted on that day, and they said, Vayomru Sham, Chatanu LaHashem, we sinned to Hashem. So here we have, according to the Malbim, their vidoy on their Averot Bein Adam LaMakom, between themselves and God. Then we hear in the very same pasuk, Vayishpot Shmuel to Bnei Yisrael BaMitzpah, Shmuel judges them, this is their tshuva, Bein Adam LaChavero, and sins between man and man, and they come to Shmuel, and he judges them to resolve all conflicts. The Plishtim mistakenly assume that if they're gathered, they must be gathered for war, ignoring this very inspirational day of Tzom and Tshuva that Am Yisrael had. And in a preemptive strike, the Plishtim gather and all of their officers come to Am Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, hear that the Plishtim are on their way, they become scared. In contrast to their response in Perek Dalet, where they send for the Aron, here they send for Hashem. Vayomru Bnei Yisrael al Shmuel, al tacharesh mimenu, mizaok el Hashem elokinu. Please don't be quiet, don't refrain from calling out Hashem on our behalf. Vayoshienu miyad plishtim, and he will save us from the hands of the plishtim. Shmuel proceeds to bring a karban ola, and as he is bringing the karban ola, and he is crying out to Hashem, vayizak Shmuel el Hashem, the pasuk says, Vayanehu Hashem, and Hashem answered him. Mefarshim tell us either with the fire that came down or with what is about to happen in the war. The Plishtim approach to fight. Hashem makes a great thundering noise. Vayarem Hashem b'kol gadol b'yom ha'hu al Plishtim. Vayihu meim, and a lot of panic ensues. Vayinagfu lifnei Yisrael, they fall before Am Yisrael. So we have not yet heard that Am Yisrael goes after them or attacks them, but they fall before Am Yisrael. Very interesting that there are a lot of similarities between this pasuk and the pasuk when the Aron is brought to Am Yisrael in Perek Dalet. Here in our pasuk we hear Vayareim. Also in that pasuk we heard Vayhi kevo Aron brit Hashem el hamachne Vayareiu. Kol Yisrael, there a great noise came from Am Yisrael, Vatehom Haaretz. We heard also that there was a mehuma, just as here, Vayihumim, there was a great panic, but in this case, all of the panic and the noise came from Hashem in his salvation of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael then goes and chases after the Plishtim, and they strike them in what turns out to be a comprehensive victory. As a memorial to this victory, Shmuel sets aside a stone. Ve'yasem ben ha-mitzpah ve'en ha-shen, ve'yikrat shma Eben Ha'ezer. And he calls this place Eben Ha'ezer, also evoking memories of the failed battle in Perek Dalet, where it is the only other time that we hear about Eben Ha'ezer. Ve'yomar adhena azarunu Hashem. Till this point, Hashem has helped us in his miraculous victory over the Plishtim. What is it about Shmuel HaNavi whose leadership inspires this complete spiritual turnaround in Am Yisrael, such that they are serving Hashem with all of their hearts, such that the Plishtim are scared to go anywhere near Am Yisrael? We're told, Vatihi Yad Hashem b'Plishtim kol yimei Shmuel, all of the cities that were former the Am Yisrael's that they had recaptured, reverted to Am Yisrael's control, and they had peace with their enemies during the Tzkufa of Shmuel. When Am Yisrael calls out to Shmuel to daven for him, we're told in the Gemara Yerushalmi in Tanu Yos, Lavash Shmuel chalukan shel kol Yisrael. At that moment, Shmuel wore the cloak of all of Am Yisrael. He identified so much with the plight of Am Yisrael. Certainly, they sensed his care and devotion in his tefillot for him. As a judge, we're told, Vayishpot Shmuel et Yisrael kol yimei chayav, v'halach midei shana b'shana v'savav beit el v'gilgal v'hamitzpah. Instead of waiting for Am Yisrael to come to him, he would go around to Am Yisrael in order to not inconvenience them and to give them the convenience of a judge right in their own cities. in Gemara Brachos, we're told that Shmuel HaNavi is the example of a leader who did not benefit at all from the people he judged monetarily. It says, based on the pasuk, that Uchuvato Haramataki Sham Beito, there was his house, that wherever he went, his house was with him. He took everything he needed with him. Hayanose kokle tashmishe bait imo va ohel chaneato shalole hanot min acherim, in order to not benefit from anyone else. So we have a leader who's so devoted and selfless, who just devotes himself to going and judging the Am Yisrael, who they see completely cares for them, identifies with their plight, and davens for them. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.